Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
That's Mickey and Sylvia from the Wayback Machine. That's one of the greats. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Marie Dubuque, longtime Brain Trust member, certified life coach, YouTube personality extraordinaire. Folks, something under a million people are watching her every day, her YouTube videos, and mostly on human resources, on office stuff, right, Marie?
A lot of it, yep. I get so many questions about every aspect of life. And what I'm hearing lately, and I get a lot of young viewers.
Yeah.
And they're new in the workplace. And so a few of them lately have asked me what they do about a boss who berates them publicly.
Hmm.
And that is so humiliating. And criticizes them publicly in front of the other employees. So that's why I'm asking you, because you're the expert in this. What should they do? Take the boss aside privately, or how would you handle it?
Well, I'm the emperor of tough love. So
no, but berating publicly.
No.
In front of people?
My point is, I'm gonna answer their question with a little bit of tough love.
Okay.
Number one. If what you said happens, that's wrong. And whoever does that should not be doing that. You should not be the old saw that's been around for a long, long time, for generations, is you praise in public, you criticize in private. It's not that hard to remember that. Praise in public, criticize in private. And so anybody who does that now, here's the thing, though. This is the tough love part. In a team where people are reporting on what they're doing, a team meeting, and they didn't do their work, they fell short, they made a mistake or something like that, when the boss says, so everybody can hear, okay, let's break it down, what did you do? And they're just managing the person. You see what I mean? They're not berating
right.
them, but it's obvious to everybody that you've made a mistake. One of the things that I gotta say, and I've employed enough millennials to be able to say this. Millennials don't like that.
Right.
They don't like having anyone put any kind of a level stare at them.
Right.
They know I love them.
Look, I know.
They know I love them. They know I think they're the best humans we've ever raised. If I didn't love them, I wouldn't keep hiring them. Right. But there is
right.
that one. There is this one thing that they need to deal with. They need to grow up about, and that is just because I'm correcting you, they don't like it. See, they don't like it in private. When you bring a millennial into your office, nobody else is there, and you say, "Now look, you messed this up. You didn't do your job. I told you how to do it. You didn't do it the right way. Now let's get it fixed." That's what bosses do, right? If you sometimes you have to get people's attention.
Right, constructive criticism, but
they
you're
don't
right.
Like
they don't take it well.
If you don't have a little uptick in your voice, and you know, oh, you should do it better. I'm being facetious. And as I said, I think the millennials are the best generation we've ever raised. But there's just one thing that they have a problem with. They got to get tougher. And so I would
right,
say to the person
right.
who asked you that question, your boss should not be berating you in front of people. But maybe what you thought was berating, and I'm not saying this is the case, but it's possible, knowing millennials as I do, you thought they were berating you, and really what they were doing was managing the situation in a team meeting, for example. You see my point?
Right. Yes, they have to learn how to
toughen up.
Criticism. Right.
Toughen
right.
up.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what I'm going to tell my viewer. I'm going to tell him. And then he could go to his boss and ask him, well, what can I do? I understand you said this, that, and the other thing. And you could talk to him privately. Well, what would you suggest? How would you suggest I handle it in the future?
I wouldn't tell my boss, don't berate me in front of people anymore. I wouldn't say things like that. If the boss keeps doing that, go find another job. Vote with your feet.
Right.
Vote with your feet. And when you leave, then you get to say, boss, the reason I'm leaving is because I don't like the way you manage people. You're a hateful person.
No, you don't want to burn your bridges. You can't, right? Just
if that's why you left, you get to tell them. And when somebody says, why did you leave that last business? Because the guy yells at people in public. Who wants to work there?
Right.
No, I mean, this honesty is okay. But if you go in there and you're not aren't ready to leave, I mean, maybe there's somebody else maybe a person between you and the boss needs to know about that, and they go say, hey boss, you know, you're kind of upsetting the folks here.
Yeah, but
most people who are like that are dinosaurs, and they don't last long.
Right. It's a new breed, though, the millennials, isn't it? Do you find like it's completely different from
It's a lot different, but I'll tell you, there's 84 million of them, and what I'm trying to do is use them because they've got great contribution they can make, and I will tell you, employers have to raise them a little bit. When they show up, they're not completely raised. And
right,
I say,
right.
And I say that with great affection.
They're super technical, right.
I say that with great affection. Hey, Marie, come back soon.
Website one more time. You helped me a lot. Thanks so much. YouTube.com/MarieDubuque.
There you go. Check it out, folks. Thanks, Marie. We'll see you next time. Quick
Good
break.
Bye.
29 after. She always gets me in trouble with the millennials. I don't know why she does that. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.